Hmm? So who are you?
I'm Constanza. I'm a graphic designer and illustrator from Santiago de Chile. And I'm interested in the critical views of technology and also related to human rights. But on also artistic expressions.
I'm Lionel, and I'm a teacher and an artist, and I work around the question of media archaeology, and I'm happy to be here. And I'm a graphic designer too, and that's all.
So what have you been working on this week?
I think we both are graphic designers. We can find a common place where we understand together, and we were focused on interfaces as a way to connect like the technology language with the human language.
We give some names
to our project.
Yes.
Yeah. We name it under query interfaces.
Yes.
So what we were doing was exploring like the this point of connection.
Yes. Oh, you enter and you are arriving on the interface and. With different point of view. On my part, I try to make something look like project. Yes, it's a name and queer interfacing.
So it's a look-alike.
A look-alike.
Yes,
yes, look-alike project. Because at the starting point, I'm talking about software and maybe Windows or color, but. I want to. I start at more in the beginning, so with the operating system maybe before, and I start to explain.
Yeah.
And I want to try something like. It's with images, but the first. Start. You have one operating system. Yes, it's not so nice.
Yeah, it's like how can we connect operating systems to make it more accessible to different
people
of different ages or that are used to use different environments to perform the same activities, and how it can be easier to adopt like an open source
operating software, and I made some research to find which Linux distribution is can be look like OS X, iPhone, and look like Windows.
So it needs to look like both.
Yes.
Or, yeah. So do you choose your lookalike or?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
You start the Linux and you can choose if you want Apple OS or Windows 7 and or Windows 10. So it's
no longer XP.
but you work with an open source system, and I think it's normal, and you have a long term accompaniment. Yes, with a free. And after this part, I tried to. Yes, there was no blue, so I put this thing in on blue. Look like Windows and look like OS X. And after that,
Do you know that there was a version of GIMP that really
changed
the total layout?
As Photoshop.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have this.
Yeah.
I try, but I have not enough time to install all the skin. But I find GIMP as Photoshop.
Yeah.
After.
It exists, yeah.
Yes, and LibreOffice as Word. That's where I try it. And after that, the menu to change your LibreOffice in Office. Maybe you can.
As Lionel was doing, like, a very
simulacrum.
I was wondering of explore like more useless interfaces in a way of like we both like came out with this Amiga a structure of being more friendly, like making the language or the interfaces more friendly. And I wanted to start like enveloping the structures of thinking that are behind how objects are communicating with us. I was planning to do some drawing this morning, but I have some images around but they're not loading now. About like this, I asked Lionel what was his favorite computer because he do some work on research, and he talked about the Commodore PET 2001, and as how do the people who design this computer think it as
it's a bit like opening a car.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It's like a car.
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
Can you come back to the previous image and I can try to take an image.
Mask over matters.
Yeah. So I was planning to do some drawings around this structures of thinking that are behind the shapes. I can.
Shall we ask Kara to help us with the image part?
But also the dialogue, like if you see this shape, of like the way of opening, my computer is also being opened, like in the same as the same structure. Also, yeah, that was one of the images. And also, it's like more a conversation around objects. So I also ask Matthias, why do they don't have this sort of kettle, like electric kettle? And she said, well, this, we don't have the electric kettle with the
whistle,
because it's a way to advise that it's ready. So electronic kettle also do. The whistle itself it doesn't need it. Then to the moving to the errors part, like as a way to produce a lot of
stress
and angustia while you are facing an interface and you don't know what's happening and what does it mean. So people say not technical people say, oh, I don't use technology because when I face an error, I can't just move through it. So, but I also think errors are very pretty. So, just a way to we can problematize that. Yes. Then there's an Imita computer. Animitas are when somebody dies, like suddenly, like in a car accident. In some parts like Latin America, they used to do animitas that are structures that allows us to communicate with the spirit that supposed to be still there to ask some request. And the animita computer is something that you if you have a CD and it doesn't have a CD port
player,
it will not be able to communicate. Then the road compostation around like what are the things that stay after like connecting a peacemaker and force some organism that is not functioning properly, like a way to force it to function properly, but also how the peacemaker stops to function properly and it leave like traces, like physical traces.
Scars.
But also the
when you put a peacemaker in a hat, you have two prongs. And a friend of mine who has surgery, he told me the big problem with this device, you have to cut the prongs when you change the device, because the prongs are
grown in
seal in the muscle. So when you have a people, they have 1, 2, 3, 4 pacemaker, they have a lot of prompt in the air. So it's his problem, that's it.
And also when my grandmother, my uncle is a neurosurgeon, and he showed me like with this pacemaker, your grandma can die and and her heart will be still in function. And when I was a kid, it was like, oh, okay, maybe. And now it's like, what? Like, why we are just forcing things to keep in function. And at the last part is about the internet mandala. And like this wire of internet that is circle. And then I move to circle devices.
Oh, oops.
It's strong, it's very strong. Good quality, don't worry. there's like circular objects that has saves information, like CDs or hard drives that are all in circle, but also the Maya calendar. So it has like circular information that extends to like in the other axis. So it's like the wires, like if you do like little cuts, like slices of cheese, there are like these are levels of the same content. So internet cable is made by a very
circular
and more wider wires, and its structure is very funny because it reminds me also the Maya calendar, and it for each circle they probably contains some sort of information that is in other circles. So it was more like a shape exploration, but also I came out with this a way to relax your mind by compared to like when you're painting mandalas and ordering processes and yeah.
So I have two more questions. Why was it important to work on these types of interfaces for you in this context?
For me, it's around accessibility to technology, and you can talk like about old people, but you can also talk about politicians and people who's making like the strong decisions over like the policies over internet regulation and technological, also the laws, if they don't know what are they facing. It's a way to like also expand the knowledge and also make it more accessible. So this is like the part of my job that I'm more interested. But also like in the Codex Serafinianus, this book, he explored like these new languages and structures, and it's like a more like a game that you can see like something to OpenX, that I'm a machine to OpenX in the same distances and the rhythms, and I thought it's very interesting to make kind of visual approach of these matters.
Yeah, and for me, I agree with you. And I want to make, maybe it's a research for us when we are aging, and we need to. I want to use a computer when I was old. Maybe I forget it, but I don't know. But I want to have a. I have a grandmother she has 100 years, and she is really disconnected from the old things. But if I keep my concentration on this device, maybe my friend not, and when we are old, in the place where we are old people,
the retirement home,
yes.
No, the artist retirement colony or
yes,
something like that. I
want to have
the
a network,
the chat room.
And maybe some land gaming. So I want to continue this part. And I think at the beginning, I think this in French it's cyborg vieillissant.
Mm-hmm.
At the now I think it's c'est plutôt nous qui vieillissons et we are aging, and maybe this idea can goes on, you know, more than
yeah,
us.
Yeah, and connect in relation with that is like the things that I understand now are probably will not be accessible to me in 1 year because they are changing very fast. So I would like to be like not alone in this like construction. So I'm always having younger friends that can explain at least memes to me, memes that I don't understand, like the most important part. And I also have a friend who asked me, like, what does it mean? Was it important? Like, was it funny? And I say, yeah, this is because da da da. And it's a way to, like, making cultural connections and also to keep in touch with friends that are, we are very, very similar, but we are very spread around the world, so it's a very community community view from this.
And this connects to my last question: is so where is this? Or you? Where are you going now?
To Chile. Where are we going on this project? Well, I have this Internet de las Señoras project. That is not. When I say I have, it's like I'm part of a big idea, and a part of this idea, because when I tell about it, there's all my internet señoras friends say like, oh yeah, that happened to me, and it's very like very strong links to this idea, so it can't be only mine. It's something that we have to develop, and I came here thinking of developing some stuff and jokes and image, and then I face like this wall problematics, like from a very European philosophical point of view, and it's like, so I'm probably do some drawings and keep like expanding this concept. Because I'm very into, I very care about the jokes and the games that you can do with the concepts, but I don't want to banalize it. but I want to analyze it in the same in order to make it more friendly or accessible. So yeah, I will keep working on it and also read a little more.
For me, I think I'm doing a movie. Yes, I'm making a movie. This is a sort of synopsis. I don't know if it's okay. It's the beginning, but I need to install all of these things on my computer and test it. And I made a screen capture, and I want to make a cut-up movie in my part of artist world with a mix with the movie of iMac, you know, the corporate movie. And I made a hack on the soundtrack, and I transform the iMac because it's a juego. It's un jeu de mots.
Wordplay.
Wordplay in French. I make it. Hey, salut, guy.
Yeah.
I translate it and I dude. And we work in another corporation. I dude. And
I
so
do.
I make a match between the words she said, and Asian, and the interface.
Asian, interface.
Maybe. And if I have a good result, I send you an Asian. Of course, it's in the licensed CCC. For everybody.
Make a sign, printed something, because it's like my favorite or it's more easy to me, but probably it can change like its format. But the sign or the publication will be a good start on it.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Super.
Merci.
Merci.
Merci à vous.
Merci.
yeah.